Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Boys for the red team.
On fire!
What's good? What's happening? This is the GamerZone Show, and I'm Lindeni, the long-awaited, but I'm not alone. I'm with
DZ, the show. The shows are the shows what they should be showing, and we have a great show ahead for you. And yeah, stay tuned, guys.
Yeah. Man, I remember growing up, man, there were some games that I enjoyed. I just could never, like, let go of the arcade machine.
Oh.
I remember that back then, I never even had, like, a good, decent, like, console to play on. Or at times, you know, we would have that one TV and then we shared with family, so now you can't plug in your own games and start playing. So I had to go to the arcade, like, you know, and play these games. And one of the games that I really loved the most was Metal Slug. I never got to finish it, but I know the money I've spent, like, you know, as a kid there, I used to put up all these 50 cent coins. Well, in South Africa, 50 cents. And I would keep playing and keep playing, man, and these bosses would keep beating me. And
bro,
I remember that there was this stage that I love so much because I'm a zombie fan. Like, I love zombies.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
whenever, like, they would hit you, then you turn to a zombie. So that's like your second life. And then you die after that. So it was like such an amazing game. And it was co-op, man. So you had like guys next to you putting their coins as well, saying, hey, man, let's play together. Let's beat this boss together.
Bruh.
I could never finish it, man.
Bruh, it was such a beautiful game, man. I remember playing one of those games and it was just an insane game because it goes on and on and on and on. And it's just a, you know, it's a classic, man. It's a beautiful classic. And I think the game that I really revered so much, and to this day I would sacrifice a lot of things just to play that game again, was King of Fighters. With Rugal and a lot of those characters, the guy, the big guy with the steel a ball on his head, and the with the long nails. That was such a beautiful game, man. I think that was just a beautiful game. And I think I remember when I got to the last stage and it was you versus you now, you know, the exact same team coming with different combinations. It was just a beautiful game. You were like an achiever when you got to that stage, man, and people respected you for getting to that stage, and it was just a beautiful game. And I remember storing up 50 cents. I remember I used to like get like two rands to go to school, man. I used to like eat like 1 rand, and the other rand, I know I'm going after school, change my uniform, do my homework quickly, and I'm to the arcade, man. To the arcade.
Yeah, man, like those days were good, man. And even at that time, I remember that like we used to have bullies and all these areas and stuff.
Yeah,
and so in the hood, you have like these guys that come and pick on you. But it seemed like when you get to the arcade, everyone is friends. Everyone is like friendly towards
each other.
Even though in school, they would beat you up and take your money. But then now you see that, oh man, you took my tour and just to come play Metal Slug with me as well, or to play King of Fighters. Some would play Street Fighter as well. And like,
bro,
I never really enjoyed Street Fighter. I don't know why. Look, man, I know it's a big game in esports, and it's like one of these exciting games that people love and enjoy. Storyline sometimes doesn't make sense and all that, but I never fully enjoyed it. The only one that I could say, like you said, King of Fighters was good. I also enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But then I feel like Tekken was also quite good. I mean,
yeah,
it's, of course, every fighting game, the storyline never really makes sense. I mean, look, Tekken, Kazuya dies, and then Jin, his son, comes back, and then he becomes the devil. And then, okay, fine. Then the grandfather comes in, Heihachi, he beats them up, and then now he never becomes the devil, which was so weird at that time that I'm like, okay, this thing is in their bloodline, but then for some reason, the old man doesn't become one, but then the young ones become one, and then now his son comes back again, and then I'm like, wait, but you guys just threw this guy in like a inferno and like a volcano, like all these things, and you're like, but okay, it doesn't make sense, but because of how competitive it was, and that everyone would want to like challenge the best guy there. Like, you would find guys putting their coins on the arcade machine saying, okay, if you win, I'm next. I want to challenge you.
And yeah. beat
you. They were not even caring about the story mode. They didn't even care.
They didn't care.
I was like, I want to play the story mode. But then people just wanted to be more competitive with it, which I respect a lot now. Because look at it in esports, man. Esports,
it's going mad.
It's booming, man. Yeah. Fighting games are making it.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. And I think it's just one of those games where you just can't not play, you know, and you just have to play that game just to feel the adrenaline rush when you're playing with another person out there, man. It's just a beautiful game where it's one of those classics where it grows fine. Like, it just grows old and fine, bro. Like, you never get tired of it. You never say, no, it's too old and the modern game is better. But it's just one of those. It's the 325i BMW of games. So it's a beautiful game, man.
Nah, that's true, man. What other one did you enjoy, like, growing up playing?
The other game I enjoyed was Double Dragon with Billy and Jimmy Lee. You know, it was basically two brothers who take on Black Warriors gang in order to, like, rescue this guy called Marion, man. And it was just a beautiful game. It was one of those games where it wasn't adrenaline-based, but more of thinking-based. You had to think a lot, use your creativity there a little bit, you know, press some combinations. It needed a lot of technical skills with your hands and stuff, but it was a beautiful game where there was a lot of fighting, a lot of guns, a lot of a lot of competitiveness in terms of mental strength and how good you are with your logic. You know, it was a very well-designed game, although the graphics weren't as developed as, you know, games are now. But that game had the logic of what games have, you know, right now. You know, it was just insane. You know, I think Double Dragon was kind of ahead of its time, and it was a 1987 game. So it was, wow. Whoever designed that game, you know, big ups to that person.
Man, it was like one of those games that was enjoyable. I mean, that's similar to, what is this game? Is it Cuticles and Dinosaurs? Where you play with this black guy and stuff. And everyone, now this is the funny thing.
Yeah.
So now growing up, everyone would call that game Mustafa just because of that one character. And I'm like,
that one character.
Guys, it's like the same as calling Mustafa. X-Men Wolverine. You can't call it, like, you know, the main protagonist's name. No, you can't do that. But then most people enjoy that game, and it was good, man. It was one of those beat 'em up games where it's just a side scroller, 2D. And then you keep playing around and you pick up these objects, you hit the people with it, and then there's these big goons that come after you, and then they have a huge health bar that you can't really, like, beat them up as with just button mashing. Like, you need to jump, you need to dodge, you know, like you're saying, that you need to use some logic here. I mean, imagine in a real fight, you wouldn't just be throwing your hands at anyone and just trying to win the fight. No, you gotta, like, think, dodge, jump here and there.
Yeah.
And you get to, like, pick people up and throw them as well, which was, like, so much fun, man. These games
It was.
Good. I mean, they helped you de-stress because you don't really need to, like, focus so much. But at the same time, you do use a bit of logic as well. But it was good.
That's
man.
True.
It was, like, one of those games where it's just like, this is enjoyable. Which reminds me of another one, which is The Punisher. I don't know if you played The Punisher, the old one, where it's just you, the Punisher, being the blue guy.
Yeah.
And then Billy Russo is the one with the green. And then you just go around shooting people and just kicking them. Man, it was good. I played it on PC. And, I enjoyed that. I mean, we didn't have controllers back then. We couldn't afford one, I guess. So then now me and my cousin used to play on the keyboard. And now our hands would go across each other, but then we knew that, okay, fine, you need to click this to shoot, click this to jump. And then we just, like, we managed to play co-op so good, man. It was like, hey, man, life was tough back then, but games were making
it
us
was,
enjoy
it. You know, that's true, man. And, you know, it's just one of those games where you just want to collab.
Exactly, yeah.
You just want to collab, man. It's a beautiful game. And, you know, it was just one of those games where you just need to collab, you know, you just gotta collab, man. And a beautiful game that I think I played, and that was my all-time favorite game, was Super Mario.
Okay, that's a classic,
and
yeah.
Super Mario was a beautiful game, man. I remember I still have the ring of the song in my head and the sound of when Super Mario was bouncing all over those objects and, getting to the higher stages. You know, playing with the green and white guy, playing with the red and white guy. It was just a beautiful game, man, and I played that every single day when I came back from school, when TV games
were still playing. Okay, so you really loved it, man.
All right, yeah, man. I mean, Super Mario was just a beautiful game, man. I remember getting to the high stages and, you know, just killing it, man, and, you know, playing that game every single day. I never really got tired of it. Still embedded within my system right now, man. And if I could, you know, touch that joystick, you know, when I still had a TV game, you know, with cassettes and stuff. It was a beautiful game, man. And I revered the game very much, you know. Yeah.
It was one of those good ones, man. I mean, look at it now that, like, on Nintendo Switch, people always get the Switch for Mario. They never get the Switch because they want to play anything different. I mean, look, there's other different titles, Zelda, there's Pokemon and all these other ones, but people love Mario, man, for some reason. And I'm not saying I don't love Mario. I prefer Luigi more. I don't know why. I think I never really like the main protagonist at times. Either I love the villain or the side character where I'm like, nah, this guy's also good. And, like, you know, I prefer that person as well.
Yeah, man. It was just a beautiful game. You know, I think the feature that comes with side characters is just so beautiful because they come with a different element that the main protagonist does not really have, man. It's really a nice place to explore.
Exactly, know? Man. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, look, my final game that I really loved, man. I know, like, people say I'm a nerd for this and all that, and they're like, they don't believe that I actually did like the game, but it's Pokemon. So when I was growing up, so we had a Game Boy Advance, and then we had the old Game Boy. So my brother had these cartridges where there was, like, so many games in them, but then I only played Pokemon. So I played Pokemon Yellow. I beat all the gym leaders there, and I got all the Pokemon. I got Mewtwo as well. And then for some reason, it would never save the data. But, you know, that was so, so frustrating. But
bro, you'd have to start all over.
Exactly, man. I had to start all over. But then I was like, okay, fine. Each different time I started over felt like a different experience. I mean, it's the same storyline, same everything. Mm-hmm. You just keep grinding and you beat Brock, you beat Misty, all of them who are Ash's friends now. But then at that time it felt like a lot of work, but it was also good. So I played those. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed. I finished them. And then we got the other Pokemon games, the Black and White. We got Black and White 2. We got all these other ones. We got Gold as well, where you could beat the gym leaders in the one region, collect 8 badges. After you collect 8 badges, you go to a different region again and fight them again. And I'm like, whoa, man, this game was so good. Like, I really wish they could make one similar to that, because I've got the Nintendo Switch now, but then each of them that I play now, the latest Pokemon games, I feel like, man, it's easy for me to play and beat in, like, less than a week and I'm done. Sometimes it takes me like 2-3 days, but back then it would take me a whole long time, man. I remember that there was a time where you have to grind and beat this gym leader. So now he's using different types of Pokemon that's, like, beating you up mostly. So it's like you need to grind and find a strategy to win. But nowadays it's like, ugh, man, it's just easy, man. It's like simple. I enjoy Pokemon. Pokemon is, like, my all-time favorite game.
Yeah, it's a beautiful game, man. I remember even watching Pokemon was just a beautiful thing, man. I think,
yeah,
it's just so nice, you know, to just experience that whole thing. You know, imagine yourself being actually there doing the work. You know, it's just a beautiful game that people can't get over, man. I think it's one of those, like, one of those meals that you enjoy, but everybody else is really not enjoying. You don't understand why.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a beautiful game, man. And yeah, man, I think we've discussed quite a bit of some games, and man, if you have left any games out, I mean, sorry guys, but yeah, it's been a great discussion, man. And I think this conversation would never end if we had to continue, you know.
Nah, it wouldn't end, man. Not even. There's too many games to go through. Some of them that we even forget.
True.
Yeah, but hey, it's been good, man. And this is us signing out from the long awaited. I'm just saying peace and God bless. And BZ, what you gotta say?
I mean, stay safe, man, and, you know, reminisce on all the great games, have fun, enjoy the rest of your week, and yeah, man, keep gaming. All the choices you made, did you make them
again? Like what you're listening to? Of course you
do. Of course you do.
Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready On Demand.
This is Ready On Demand. On Demand. On Demand.
What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.